U.S. diplomat sent to the Middle East to answer widespread criticism that the United States is imposing reforms on the region says Washington has no such aims. U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Mark Grossman said reform cannot and will not be imposed from the outside. He said he expects the best ideas for change to come from within the Middle East. Giving rise to the criticism is President Bush's so-called Greater Middle East Initiative, aimed at promoting democracy and economic reforms in the Arab world. Mr. Grossman spoke after meeting in Cairo with Egypt's Foreign Minister Ahmed Maher to discuss U.S. and Arab-driven plans to reform Middle East policies. Mr. Maher said Arab countries will not allow anyone to dictate to them how they should reform. He says Arab states will undertake reforms that respond to their needs, culture, religion, and heritage. He says he welcomes input from countries that wish to cooperate. On Monday, Egypt issued a proposal calling for reform and modernization in the Arab world while respecting the individuality of each country. The plan is circulating among Arab foreign ministers who are meeting in Cairo to update the founding charter of the Arab League and discuss political reforms in the Middle East. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak said Monday that reforms in education, democracy, and the economy have been underway for some time. He says Arab countries decide when and how to take steps toward reform, and warns that any attempt to push rapid change will only result in chaos. The Egyptian president plans to embark on a European tour on Wednesday to discuss his country's plan for reform with heads of state from Italy, France, and Britain. The U.S. envoy is scheduled to meet with leaders from Jordan, Bahrain, and Turkey later this week. Kerry Sheridan for VOA News, Cairo.